Bank of Cardio, this is Lena. How can I help you?
Yeah, I was calling to see if my got a deal to help y'all for like a small business loan.
Okay, so you got our offer for the loan? That's what you're calling about?
I think so. Is it sort of someone that has a UCC filed, has stuff loan against it?
I'm sorry, I didn't get it.
Is it from when I had stuff like loans against some of my agriculture equipment that they had the UCCs filed on it?
You mean the loan we can give you? We can give you an unsecured loan, or we can give you the equipment financing loan. So for equipment, if you need to buy anything.
Okay, yeah. That's probably more what I do.
You need?
Robert?
That's what you need?
Yeah, like an equipment loan.
Okay, just one second. So do you have our 16 digits reservation code, please?
Yes.
Okay.
What's that enough to all the numbers?
Yeah, all 16, please.
2411-3501-0003-9275.
Okay, wait a second. 2411-3501-0003. It's three zeros and what? Three? 0003 and then last four digits.
9275.
9275. Okay, thank you. Just one moment. I'll pull your file. And this would be Robert Thompson, right?
Yes.
Robert, what's the name of your business?
Valley View Farms of Shawnee.
Valley View Farms?
Oh, yeah, of Shawnee.
Of Shawnee. Okay, and how long you've been the owner of this business? When did you become the owner?
Oh, I've been owner since 2005, but I never registered anything for this year on it.
So you never registered it, and you had it since you were. I'm sorry. I have a bad connection with you. Hello. Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
I've had the business since 2005, but I've registered the business this year.
Oh, so you didn't register it till this year, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and when this year did you register it?
Oh, shit. I think right at the beginning, March.
About March. Okay, and what is your business doing?
We work cattle.
Okay, so you're a farm. And what is the gross annual sales? You probably know already what you collect per year.
Do what now?
How much money do you collect from this business per year before any expenses?
I think last year I grossed. No, I was probably in the $160,000 last year.
$160,000? Okay.
Yeah.
So do you have business bank account?
I do.
Okay, wonderful. And tell me, what do you need money for right now?
I probably use it just for like supplies as far as like building new fence and probably buy a few couple of attachments for the tractors.
Attachments for tractors?
Yeah.
And supplies, right?
Yes.
And how much would be the attachments for tractors? How much would it cost?
Probably the couple together I bought probably around $40,000.
$40,000. Okay.
Yeah, I think all together I could probably do $50,000 for the attachments and supplies.
Okay, so let me tell you what we can do and what needs to be done in your case.
All right.
your attachments, which are like 40,000, can be financed as equipment because that's the equipment, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know where you're going to buy it?
No, I don't. I have to just kind of do, I've looked around and priced it, and I just kind of have to shop around a little more and find a better deal if I can, but if not, that's about where I'm, probably where
okay.
I would have to spend. Just depend on where the, as long as it's the availability of getting it, you know.
I see. How is your personal credit? Is it good, bad, somewhere in between? You don't know.
Probably somewhere in between. I mean, the last time we checked it, my banker checked it, I had like a 641, and, you know, that's when she gave me a loan. She gave me a loan to buy a couple tractors, and I think I got like a $70,000 loan from them.
Okay, okay. Listen, what we can do is to get you the loan for your attachments to the tractor as an equipment loan. In this case, we will pay to whoever sells it to you. Doesn't matter who. You go find what you like, get me the invoice, we will pay to them. And then you will have up to 5 years payments to us, to the bank. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
And the second loan for about 10,000 or maybe something like that, 12,000, we can get you the working capital unsecured loan. Those loans are shorter time and a little bit more expensive, but they would be great for all your other expenses. We just
how does that work on
money.
How does that work on those, though? How do you do the unsecured?
Okay.
Do you got to put up collateral?
No, that's why they are unsecured, because you do not put the collateral. But the amount you can get, if you have about 160,000 gross, it's not more than 15,000 on that one.
Okay.
You understand?
Yeah, that makes sense.
So it's not enough for both, but it's enough for your expenses. Okay.
Yeah.
So I will need additional documents from you. I will need bank statements and 1 year business tax return. I can send you the email with a list of documents.
Well, see,
what is your
We're not going to be able to do the tax deal because I didn't have to pay tax until I filed it this year. Now I would have to pay after this year because before I wasn't big enough. Before I wasn't big enough to file taxes. But now I'm into the market to where I have to file taxes.
Okay, now
my business has grown.
Please. Okay, did you file your personal taxes last year, 2015, 2014?
I did, but I mean it was.
Okay.
I think last year I personally, I think I brought home around 51,000.
It doesn't matter, but in your tax return of last year, there is a profit and loss statement from your business, right?
Do what?
Profit and loss statement from your business should be in your tax return, in your personal, because before this year, you were sole proprietorship. From this year, you're a corporation, right?
I'm an LLC this year.
LLC, doesn't matter. But before that, you were a sole proprietorship. So your
I wasn't doing any taxes, though. I wasn't having to file any paperwork because my business was not large.
You just didn't file any taxes and that's it?
No.
Nothing?
No, because my business...
Not even your personal?
No, I did my personal taxes because I have an actual job.
Oh, you had a job?
I have an actual job, I do. But I'm saying that my business before the years was not... It wasn't grown enough to where I had to file anything.
But
now the IRS came to me.
But you actually have it for how many years?
I've had it since 2005.
2005, okay.
But my business was small enough to operate without having to worry about filing paperwork. Now the IRS came to me here in the last year and said, hey, look, we see that you got way too many cattle going. We see that you're selling a lot of cattle. A lot of money's coming in. A lot of money's going out. But where's the money coming from? Type deal. So then I had to file. I had to file with the feds. I had to file get an EIN number. I have now this year I'm having to keep track of all that. This would be my first year having to keep track of paperwork now that now that they want me to keep track of taxes on it. So you know, they seem to get a loan at the bank. They're like, how do you they want to know where you're getting a loan, how you getting a loan, how, where's your money going, and what are you doing, you know. So I had to keep track of all that. Now this is the first year I've had to do anything like that, because before I didn't have to. Now I've got, my business has gotten much bigger and I've expanded. I've got I got 840, you know, I got 840 acres and 2,000 head of cattle. So they want to know what's going on, where your money's coming from. Other than my job, because my job doesn't, it does, the debt to ratio don't coincide, is where they're coming to.
Got it. Robert, that's fine. Then forget about taxes. All I will need is a bank statement. Okay?
Okay.
I will send you the email if you will give me the email address. What is your email?
Valley.viewfarms.
Okay. Valley, V-A-L-L-E-Y, right?
Dot, yep.
Mm-hmm.
View, V-I-E-W, farms, F-A-R-M-S.
Uh-huh.
458-6320@gmail.com.
Gmail. Okay. And what is the best number to reach you?
405-788-1564.
That's your cell number?
Yes, that's the one I operate from.
Okay. So it's valley.viewfarms, plural, right? 458-6320@gmail.com,
yep.
Right?
Yep,
okay.
Yes.
Just do me a favor, look in every partition of your Gmail. It will be the email from lena@bankofcardiff.com. Are you by computer right now by any chance?
I can be.
You can be? Okay, I can send it to you now. I just want to make sure that you will get it. Just one moment.
So what do you need? You just need my recent bank statement?
I will send you what I need from you. And I will explain, because this email will be a little, it's a regular email, so it's not exactly what's your business will be able to provide, but that's okay. That's why I want to explain to you. Just
so
one
you're
moment.
Saying if I go out and find my equipment that I need, I just get an invoice and send it to y'all, top deal?
I will send it to you, and we will talk about just one moment. Do you have another moment to spare with me? Yeah, because I'm almost done with the email to you. And at this email, I will explain to you about your equipment. I need anything, advertisement, description, anything, what you can provide. Okay, I've sent you an email. Just see if you will get it. Advertising, description, your invoice, quote, whatever you can get me, so we would know what it is.
Right.
Okay. And I will need 3 months bank statements, just first pages. That's all I need. And the application. For the unsecured loan, I need another application and 6 most recent bank statements. You probably don't have 6. You have only March, April, May, June, July, right? 5. Okay, you will send me 5. Did you get my email?
I don't have any internet service where I'm at. I'm out in the middle of a field right now.
Oh, that's why I asked. Are you by computer?
Well, I know, and I just looked at my phone. I had service when I called you, and then it went away.
Oh.
I just looked at it. It went away. I had to drive around on the Gator and find service.
Okay. So, anyway, it asks for a lot of things. You just sent me your bank statements, as many as you have for business, 2 applications, and the description of the equipment you want, and the price for equipment you will need to put, approximate what you want to be approved for.
Okay.
Is it clear?
Yeah, I'm just, where's this bank located from?
In San Diego, California.
Mm-hmm. I think I'll have to go to my bank and get copies of all my statements, so it's probably something that they'll have to print off for me.
Can you do it online? You can go online into your bank, you know, you can log in, huh?
No, I never log in online and do any business online.
Oh, you
like
never
that. I don't.
You can
no,
when,
I don't
if
do.
You will go to the bank, if you will go to the bank, you can ask them or you can call them and ask them to email you bank statements. That will be even better. If they will email it to you, you can just forward them to me.
Well, I live right down the road from the bank. It's easier to go to my loan
officer. Yeah, whatever. But then you have to scan. If they will give it to you in on paper, you need to scan it and email it to me. It's going to be more difficult. Ask them to email it to you. It's easier for them, and it's easier for you, easier for me.
Okay, well, I'll see what she'll do. If not, I'll just, isn't there a fax number on that paper? I can just fax it to you.
Yeah, everything is in my email. Do you have a fax number? I can fax you the same email. What's the fax number?
I don't have one with me. I don't have one. I can fax from my parents' house. I guess I can go over to their house.
Okay, Robert, my name is Lena. Can you write down my extension just in case you will not get the email or something? Even though I sent you an email and I didn't get notification that it didn't go through, so which means this email was delivered.
Okay, what is it?
It's 33644.
Okay. All right.
And my name is Lena.
How long does it take to get approved on this stuff once you get everything?
Maximum 48 hours. After
really?
We collect all your, yeah, we are really fast.
Do I need my banker to call y'all, or do y'all need to get a hold of her and talk to her, or?
No, I don't need anything. I just need a bank statement.
Okay.
And
I know she's more willing to talk and make sure everything's clarified.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So call me if you have any questions or need any additional information or didn't get the email from me. Just feel free to call me.
All right, thank you.
I can also give you my direct number now. It will be in my email, but I have a direct number.
Oh, I got. I'll get your email. Soon as I get service, I'll text you. I'll give you.
Okay. Any other questions I can answer now?
No, what's the approval rate normally? I mean, what's the chances of getting approved?
That depends. See, we approve almost everybody. The rate depends on the qualifications of your business. Let me get your documents. I will have more clear picture. Because right now,
okay.
I know that you probably can be approved. I don't know in which tier of loans you're going to be qualified, because unless... You see, the regular banks, they have one for everybody, and you either approved or not. We are different. We have different programs depending on your qualification, but we approve almost everybody.
So like on the small amount of money that we're trying to get for supplies, how does that money work? You're saying that's an unsecured loan. What do? Do you deposit?
Yeah,
that into
we
the
just
bank
we just transfer we just transfer it to your business bank account. Wire transfer to your business bank account, and you can do whatever you need with it. We do not follow the money in this case.
I see. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That'll work.
Thanks for calling, and I hope you will get my email. If not, just give me a call anytime. Okay?
All right, thank you.
Thank you.